What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around the corner of sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset.
And ladies and gentlemen,
and a line of
welcome back. Welcome back to the French Connection. Great to have you here with me, Daryl Bradford Smith, your host, and we've got another 50 minutes of great talk radio coming up here, and one of the few live broadcasts here on the 23rd day of December, and it's wonderful to do the broadcast today because, you know, there's still a hunger out there for the truth, and Ted, I want to go back to you about deception. You know, we're working on trying to get a message that people can trust. And as you said, you know, the truth does ring true, but you know something? They have become masters at obfuscating and destroying your ability to find the truth. And here's one of the things that's happened, and I want to talk to you about this. I talked to you about it earlier on a phone call. In Europe, 20% of the population here believe in UFOs. 20%. That means 2 out of 10 people. In the United States, it's 8 out of 10, Ted. What it says to me is that you can sell an American anything, including the Brooklyn Bridge whatever it is you want to sell them. This is a painful fact for me to take a look at. And, of course, I've come out recently trying to make people aware that Americans are probably the most gullible population on our planet. And gullibility is somebody who's just a chump waiting to be fleeced. He's a sheep waiting to be fleeced. I'm wondering how other than just stating the obvious can we begin to educate people away from these kinds of things?
Well, I think we have to take the positions of advantage which are presented to us when they come to us. And as I have probably shared with you and your listeners over the last year, I've been trying literally for the last 20 years, since about the late 80s at least, to awaken America to the dangers of federal hate crimes and local state hate crimes legislation. And people haven't taken it too seriously up until what happened last October in Philadelphia when the ADL descended on these 11 Christians there who were doing nothing more than witnessing in the public square during a homosexual rally. They... Their district attorney, who is the district attorney of Philadelphia, Lynn Abraham, a top honcho in the ADL, she gave the order to arrest these Christians for 8 different charges, totaling 47 years in prison and $90,000 in fines each. Now there, when that happened, I knew that I had a tremendous position of advantage over the disinformation experts, the ADL. At last, I would be able to cut through the apathy and idealism and get some action in getting the public and the church in America to look at the danger of hate laws. And so thanks to alternative talk radio, primarily the Genesis and Republic networks, I was able to get on literally dozens and dozens of different talk show hosts, and we blanketed the country with truth contradicting the disinformation the ADL had been giving out for years about how innocuous and harmless the hate laws actually were. We gave the ADL a tremendous bloody nose out of that, and they tried to get their hate bill passed. We defeated them this last fall, causing a groundswell of public anger and public education focusing on this. I should mention that the reverberations of our educational program, which you participated in so powerfully with me last year, are still being felt. I just got an email a couple of days ago from a Concerned Women for America. That's a Beverly LaHayes group, quite a large New Right Christian conservative educational program in Washington, D.C., And Concerned Women for America has an unprecedented expose of the danger of hate laws throughout the world. It's something like 9 pages. And it goes on and on and on. It's written by Bob Knight, who is an expert on this subject. In fact, I learned a good deal of what I've learned about hate laws from him many years ago and his various writings. But here you see, at last, at long last, this is the first major educational outreach by the new right, the so-called respectable new right, alerting the people, educating the people concerning the danger to freedom of speech and religion by hate laws. Now, this would never have occurred if we hadn't been able to take the advantage and take the high ground just exactly when it happened last October 10th and sound the alarm through alternative talk radio. And the same thing goes for the big federal hate bill. As a result of what happened in Philadelphia, we were given a tailwind of opportunity to dramatize the peril of the federal hate bill. And again, through a lot of broadcasting, we were able to counter the disinformation of years and the investment of years which the ADL has sunk into America, hoping to establish an Orwellian, a Big Brother system here in the United States.
Well, let me ask you, though. I got to go back to this other point that I'm trying to make here, because it wasn't really treated entirely by you just now. 85% of the Americans claim themselves to be believers in God, and 80% of the country believes in aliens. So now we've got an overlap here, Ted. So my question to you: are these aliens Christians, or are they Muslims, or are they Sikhs, or are they Hindus? Do you know what these aliens' religion is?
No, I certainly don't.
Uh-huh.
I don't think. America has always been a nation which has been rather slow to react to threats. We've been a large nation with many resources, with many backup systems, and much security, and so on. We've been an isolationist nation, and so on. And I think that the Europeans, however, have a different tradition. You've got all these little duchies and monarchies cheek to jowl with each other there for literally millenniums, incurring on each other and hitting back and very suspicious. Look at Germany and France over the last several centuries, just at each other's throats. And so what you have there is a tradition in Europe of much greater skepticism, much more willingness, I think, to take action and react.
Well, I'm wondering, though, what we've got is a country full of nincompoops. And I don't say that lightly. When we have people on eBay selling pieces of toast with Jesus' image on it for $50,000, and nine out of 100 people say they've been abducted from their bedroom and taken to a ship. Ted, we've got some mental defectives in the country here, and it. And I'm telling you that this is a country ripe for disinformation, ripe for being led down the primrose path. And I'm asking you, how the heck are we going to combat this level of ignorance? Because I mean, it can't be anything called anything but ignorance. And I'm right now on the forefront of battling this ignorance. And I'm wondering how the heck are we going to get Americans to stop believing in absolute foolishness and begin to take the more serious issues. Look, we've got our country going down the tubes, and people think that they're being abducted from their bedroom by aliens.
Well,
this is a serious problem, Ted. I mean, it sounds funny, but it's actually a statistically frightening. Now, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask Ted that question again, because I know he's going to have to give it some thought over the break, because it's a loaded question. Thanks, and we'll be right back.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Thanks for listening to The French Connection with Daryl Bradford Smith on GCN.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's great to have you here. We're on a great crusade here with my guest, Crusade for the Truth with my guest, Ted Pike. Daryl Bradford Smith coming to you live and direct from central France on this 23rd day of December. And just before Christmas, guys, we're chewing the fat here today. Ted, I want to go back to this question because I think it's important, and I'm going to tell you why I think it's important. When you dumb down a population of people so badly, so poorly, so completely, that you can sell them virtually anything, you can sell them you know, 7,000-foot Jesuses in the sky, and you can sell them visitations from aliens and moon cities and all this alien abductions and all this other stuff. This is a country ripe for abuse. And America is in that condition. That is the country of, in which we find ourselves. And unless and until we are able to take that bull by the horns, America will continue to be abused by its masters. And what we want is the masters to be the people themselves, but I don't believe they have the mental faculties to be in charge of their own country anymore. I believe they've been dumbed down to the point with television, with foolishness, and sold a bill of goods that is so, you know, off the charts stupid that we're in trouble as a nation. And I believe we have to go back to the grassroots and re-educate human beings in our nation from day one forward. And that means stop participating with these people in their deceptions. What do you think?
Well, I believe that very, very much. I think that one of the most remarkable things about us as humans is that, in my opinion, we have been given intelligence by our Creator, and that intelligence means that we can approach problems and we can approach information from a rational basis. You know, one of the great contributions of the ancient Greek philosophers was that they began to counter the superstitions and the quack medicine and so on of ancient Athens by bringing reason, by bringing experimentation and even a primitive scientific method to bear upon such superstition.
But Ted, that is true, but we've lost that. We've got 80% of our public thinking that there's moon cities and stuff, Ted.
Well, you know,
we're in trouble here. This is my point. We're back at ancient levels in our superstitions.
We've got
people in California channeling each other. We've got these other, I mean, we've got a collection of knuckleheads from one coast to the other, and no, we aren't using our reason. We're not using that most common of senses, common sense. We don't have any anymore. And I'm saying to you this day that this is part of the reason why we're losing the battle.
Well, I agree. I think that even though our rational faculties may be dormant as a result of a half a century of TV, they can be resuscitated. They can be brought back to the surface. And one of the best
ways to
do that is to begin to hurt a little bit, to begin to fear a little bit as a result of forces which are coming against us, which impinge upon us, which threaten us, and are out of control. And as I say, I was trying to make my way through a maze of naivety and evasiveness about the heat laws until these 11 Christians were thrown in jail for 21 hours a little more than a year ago in Philadelphia. And suddenly that was a wake-up call to literally hundreds of thousands of people in America that I was able to speak to through the internet and the radio, saying they're coming for you too. They're coming for your free speech if you're a pastor. They're coming for your right to protest at abortion mills. They're coming they're coming for talk radio hosts. And more than one talk radio host got in touch with me as a result of that and says, that was the thing that I noticed about your email, that they were coming for my job. They were coming for my occupation in talk radio. And so they invited me onto the program and so on. We get savvy very quickly if we are being directly affected in a harsh economic or physical way. Now, I think that one of the greatest problems, probably the greatest problem facing our country right now, is that theological errors, theological misconceptions and naivety about the Bible have made the whole experiment in Palestine for the last century happen. They have undergirded and bolstered up an antichrist, evil, left-wing system in the Middle East, which has now inveigled the whole world in terrorism and 9/11 consequences, including inauguration of homeland security laws and so on. And what I'm doing is I am warning. I'm on the wall like you are, warning and saying that the enemy is coming. I'm warning the people, and I'm saying, look what's happening in New Zealand. Look what's happening in Canada, in Holland, and so on. your fellow Christians, your fellow free speech advocates, or your fellow anti-war protesters are now being indicted as hate criminals. And this message is getting through. This message is getting through, and we really had a tremendous groundswell of reaction in Congress against toward Congress this fall compared to anything I have ever seen.
Well, you know, you once paid me a compliment that I took very sincerely. You said I was one of the most powerful people you have ever interviewed with. And I don't know if you say that to all the people who you interview with, but I took it as a fact that maybe I am in a league of my own when it comes to interviewing. I don't pull punches and I go right for the truth, and that has always been my way in my life. I don't shrink from the truth, Ted. Are there radio hosts you won't do shows with?
I'll talk with anybody who'll have me on.
Anybody.
Liberals, oh yes, I've had...
No, will you go on David Duke or things like this?
I'll go on anybody's program because it's the truth, and just being on a person's program does not necessarily endorse them, but they speak to huge audiences. Every talk show host, large or small, is kind of a king of his own realm. If you can get on his show and allow him to let you speak the truth on his show, it doesn't matter what religious or political ideology, I'm game for it.
Well, see, but what my contention has been that when you're on shows lending your gravitas to them, and if they're not doing what, right by the truth, then what you've done is actually hurt rather than helped. And that,
actually, I take the pattern of Jesus as my great role. He went right into Pharisees' homes. He had dinner with them. He sat and he ate with publicans and sinners and so on. He went anywhere.
But he also did not shrink when it came time to claim them for their sins.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, if David Duke were doing his time with you, would you be able on his show to point out his sins to his listeners?
Well, I have talked to him. I've talked to him and told him that I do disagree with his basically racist ideology. I have told him that I hold up the New Testament and biblical point of view in contrast to racist point of view.
Well, we've got another segment coming up. The questions are tough, but they're fair, and I have a wonderful guest to banter these hard issues around with. Ted Pike, we'll be right back with you to do another segment. Ladies and gentlemen, stick with us. This is a great interview.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or go to AssetProtectionTeam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Broadcasting loud and proud from France, it's the French Connection on GCN.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful sounds of the blue whales in loving embrace. That's the music. I've been trying to get that off my list for a while, but we can't seem to delete that song. Anyway, Ted, I've been kind of baiting you a little bit, and you know that you're a smart man. You know I'm baiting you a little. I want this truth movement to stop having straw man theories thrown in it. I have enough of an uphill battle trying to inform my public about just how bad and how late an hour it is in our nation, and I don't need people. You know, I'll give you an explanation to this. Somebody goes to a website where they have people talking about, that I had dinner with an alien, and I saw a 6,000-foot Jesus and I got a piece of toast with the Virgin Mary's picture on it, and all this other stuff, okay? And then all of a sudden, in the same breath, they say, but by the way, did you know that 9/11's Twin Towers were brought down by the government?
Uh-huh.
What ends up happening is that you've just destroyed my entire truth to this person, because anybody with a brain is going to go, this guy is so far out of it. And what is called is the straw man theory. You know what that is.
Uh-huh.
And it works. And why do they use it? Because it works well. People discount everything when they find one thing wrong. And I need to get people away from this nonsense so that I don't have to fight the battle harder. It's hard enough to get people to come to the truth and to tune into this stuff. You know, there are probably millions of people across America who don't even tune into talk radio anymore because there's too many wackadoos on the networks.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean, so my battle is this. I need to get people to migrate away from this nonsense so that the message has more resonance, more honesty, more gravitas, more something. And I'm wondering what your take is on that.
Well, you know, a year ago, more like a year and a half ago, I was battling the big federal hate bill.
Yep.
Before this outbreak in Philadelphia, and I tell you, it was hard. I was on talk radio, but I had tremendous competition from all of these conspiracy theories and so on that were going around. And of course, there's a great deal of truth in what you're saying about possible Mossad complicity in the 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
So on. But there are also so many other theories and scenarios going around. And here, unbelievably, we had a big federal hate bill approved by the Senate, 65-33, moving through the Congress of the United States. And I could not run competition to the fanatical, feverish interest in the Bush-Kerry debates, valid as they were, the 9/11 scenario, and so on. And I was battling to try to get the truth through in order to save freedom of speech. And it's just a fact that people are attracted to the bizarre, the outlandish, the incredible, and so on, rather than practical legislation.
Well, not on this show, Ted. And you know, I was one of the first people to put you on a regular schedule with me way back in January of last year.
Absolutely. But you see, the legislative process is where the real action largely is. But it's not what sells the newspapers, and it's not necessarily what boosts the ratings on talk radio. People are attracted to the sensational. They're attracted
and the nonsensical.
To the nonsensical and the phenomenal, but rather than to the substantial. And basically, if you listen to my programs, you'll notice, especially when we're in great legislative contests like we've been in the last year and a half, I regularly interrupt and I say, now here's the toll-free number to Congress, here are the members of Congress at my website, and so on. I make everything practical, directed toward legislative action.
Yes, now, you do.
That's what makes me so different from everybody else. And I also dramatize how these things are affecting people, how they could potentially damage free speech or your rights as a free citizen. So my whole emphasis is practical. And you might say, well, that's kind of strange for a clergyman and someone who's religiously, theologically oriented. But the truth of the matter is that I believe that Almighty God put us here in a combination between the spiritual and the physical, and we are duty-bound to honor the realities of cause and effect in this physical world. Now, the ADL knows that the way to power is through the Congresses, through the legislatures, through the lobbying, and the political process. They know that. They are extremely practical about that. And what they do is they primarily work behind the scenes. They work in a very devious and underhanded way. And so what that requires is we can't just react to every conspiracy theory and phenomena of this world, but we have to do serious and diligent study about these evil organizations, what they're doing. We have to basically, it's kind of like when I go fishing, sometimes my reel explodes in a ball of fishing line, and then I have to sit there on the bank and I have to untangle everything. It takes time. You got to get all that line untangled. Well, that's the way all this legislation is, whether it's Homeland Security or the hate laws or whatever. It's always so tangled up in obscure language and twisted definitions and so on that somebody with a practical bent of mind has to do that legislative untangling and then pre-digest it and then deliver it to a public who is quite confused about everything. And that's been my calling. That's what I've done. And in my opinion, it's paid off in a very big, big way by helping bring about an educational awakening in America about these threats.
Well, you know, I've got to admit that I'm the kind of person who would take the string right off, throw it out, and pull another one out of my tackle box and start over again, because I'm the kind of guy that wants things, you know, to be working quickly, and oftentimes they don't happen very quickly. But the fact is, my message here with you, working with you, it gets a lot of traction, Ted. When we do our interviews, one of your interviews with me not long ago had over 20,000 downloads. And that was after the fact. We had several thousand listening the day of. So these and the file is still out there circulating. You know, I got to be honest with you. The crowd that's listening to the French Connection, by and large, are movers and shakers. They're doctors. They're lawyers. They're people who vote. They're people who are up on the issues. They're extremely well educated audience. Because this show doesn't really cater to the other crowd. I mean, there are no snaggletooths listening to this show for the most part. And I admire the fact that my listeners are that well informed. And I think this is the kind of force that is really going to shake things up. You know, the American Revolution was really executed by 4% of the population.
Yes.
And I'm telling you right now, the base that I'm helping build here are the ones that are really going to make change in the nation when it comes time to pound some brass tacks. We've got one more segment left. I'm going to let you, Ted, make your case for what's happening in the 2006 arena. Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, Ted Pike's going to identify some things to look out for in 2006. Stick with us.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on Trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Connection is on and in English on the Genesis Radio Network.
Playing with my friend Miles Davis. Ted, are you a jazz lover, Ted?
Well, actually, I tend more toward classical.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I like classical as well. I'm a big classical and jazz lover.
I like some types of jazz, but I like opera too.
Well, me too. You know, I used to live right next door to the Lincoln Center. I lived there for 12 years.
Uh-huh.
And I can't tell you how many shows I've been to. Probably over 100 or more.
Oh, my.
I've seen Pavarotti. I've seen Placido Domingo. I've seen Kerry Takanawa. I've seen Kathleen Battle.
Really?
Oh, I just, it was wonderful to live in New York. I loved it so much. Huh? It's just a great place to, if you like great opera and great symphony, oh, my goodness. Anyway, you know, 2006 is coming up. I believe the tide has turned against this present administration, and what I want to see happen is that I don't want them to just play musical chairs with these criminals that we've got in charge. What I'd like to see is these people, the public, start to become educated that we need a redo. We need a clean out of these criminals out of our government, and not just insert a Democrat into this next cycle. So, you know, I think we have a little bit of hope this in 2006, because it is a legislative year. It is an election year for the House of Representatives, and they're going to be afraid to mess with their constituents. What do you see coming in 2006, Ted?
Well, I think that alternative talk radio has proven by far to be the most effective way to create this kind of change legislatively and get through to Congress. You know, back in October 8th, I think it was, the Senate Judiciary Committee we were outnumbered there 10-8, and 10 in favor of the hate laws, 8 against the hate laws, and to everyone's amazement, Senator Kennedy basically gave away the store. He cut a deal with the Senate Republicans there, even though they were a minority. So if they would water down some anti-pedophile legislation, he would basically give up the hate bill. Now, I believe that there's more to that story than we might realize. You see, I had been on alternative talk radio for weeks and weeks, literally battering the Senate Judiciary Committee, and there were many, many listeners to your programs and others on talk radio who were also phoning all 100 members of the Senate. And we were getting through big time, not only to the Republicans, but to the Democrats. And I think there's an excellent chance that Kennedy was weary of the whole thing, the whole hate bill scenario. He was weary of the ADL, and he himself may have wanted to just forego the hate bill for this year, give it up, rather than being identified with such unpopular legislation. I think there's a real possibility not only Kennedy, but those other 9 Democrat members of the Judiciary Committee were so weary of this, getting so much flack from the public. Now, that's my conjecture. I'll probably never have any way of proving that, but I believe we got through to Congress in a way that was wearying not only to the Senate Democrats, but also perhaps wearying to the ADL. They vowed they'll never give up that hate bill, but I might even be surprised this spring if they have the nerve to introduce it again, because it'll just start the whole talk show circuit talking and educating about this. Now, I believe we got through to Congress. I believe we can get through to the whole world, in fact, awakening the whole world to the danger of ADL, the Nybreth hate laws. And this is especially opportune right now because ADL is working very hard, especially in Europe, to establish global jurisdiction for hate laws coming out of international world court tribunals, which will force us above our own jurisdiction to extradite hate criminals to Europe or Israel, to indict criminals here in contradiction to our First Amendment privileges and so on. They are setting up a 55-member hate crimes bureaucracy in Europe right now with attempts to ban so-called cyber hate from the Internet. They are working overtime to work with the State of Israel to force member nations to give up hate criminals and critics of the Holocaust for extradition to Israel and so on.
Well, what I'd like to say to Ted, to both my listeners and you, that what we need to do is to identify the dangers of world Zionism.
Absolutely.
And I think when we, because right now the hate crimes bill is not on the agenda, what we need to do is cast these people in their real light and have the world see that Zionism is the greatest threat to human freedom in the history of mankind. And the fact is that when we make that case and we get some traction, when they do try to mess with this again, it won't be difficult to juxtapose our truth onto the hate bill.
That's right. And
so you need to keep going on the radio is what you need.
Absolutely. And ADL knows that I will go back on the radio big time just as soon as they introduce the hate bill again.
Well, I'm hoping you'll stay on the radio to talk about world Zionism.
Oh, yeah. It expands out because it is a much larger issue than just the hate laws. It has to do with centuries, millenniums of intrigue.
Well, Ted, I want to thank you for coming on the French Connection just before your Christmas holiday, and I want to wish you and yours the most wonderful of holidays, my friend. It's been a pleasure to do these shows this past year with you. I look forward to doing many, many more, my friend.
Thank you so much, Daryl.
Talk to you soon. Thanks. We'll be right back with a finish.
for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Please check out my new show on Genesis called The Nutramedical Show, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, a pro-life physician who's worked as a contract civilian doctor with highly classified companies and the U.S. military. We bring the facts to you about the vaccines, depleted uranium, Oklahoma City nukes, 9/11, New World Orleans, the national ID and the coming American Hiroshima, and genetic weaponized avian flu pandemic. Listen and hear experts on functional wellness, nutraceuticals, and the best science. Science-based health supplements. Inform yourself and take action to control your destiny and the destiny of America and our world with me, Dr. Bill, at NutraMedical.com. I provide thousands of top-quality nutraceuticals with the best free learning center in America to evidence-based natural healing and truth about a Christian response to the New World Disorder. Again, listen to the NutraMedical Show on Genesis Radio Network Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central Time, only on GCN.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Daryl Bradford Smith. French Connection is the name of this show. We're coming to the end of this broadcast, and I won't be back with you until 2006. I'm taking next week off. It's been a pleasure to be your host on this French Connection, and I look forward to doing a lot more shows with you. I don't know where we're going to end up, whether a bird flu is going to devastate our agricultural industries, or whether the government's going to do another 9/11 attack or all that other stuff. But I'm certain that the American public and the Europeans are beginning to fight back. The news is out. The truth is being told. It's being told from every community, in every hamlet across our lands. And the truth could not be more important than it is right now. So spread it among your friends. Don't waste time with people who resist you. Move on to the next person. When you find someone receptive to the truth, start feeding them facts. Start showing them things that can educate them and bring another person into the fold. And this is the strategy that I believe in the end is going to win this battle for us. You know, we are all sharing this experience of life together here on this planet. And boy, we could make this place a nice place to be if we wanted to. If we spent the time and we made the effort and we put in just a little bit of love and kindness, and we fought off these horrible cretins that are trying to enslave us. You know, this greed and avarice and sickness that Zionism represents needs to be destroyed. And the only way we're going to do it, ladies and gentlemen, is to get rid of the disinfo people on the net. And they've got a huge network of people that are out there spreading disinformation and trying to kill our truth. Don't let them do it. You know, go out there and have an alien-free Christmas, please. Because I believe in my heart of hearts that if you're going down that alien road, you're really killing your message when it comes to speaking to anybody else. And I want to see that stuff filtered back into what people do for fun, not mixing truth with it any longer. You know, if people want to do that for fun and play Star Trek in their private time, that's all well and good. They want to go play Replicator and beam me up, Scotty, and the rest of it. Hey, you know, fantasy and having fun, there's nothing wrong with that. But please, 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 don't mix that nonsense with the truth of 9/11. It will kill our message. It will destroy our credibility. It will hurt us in ways that you can't even see on the surface. It goes deep and long. And it is a crusade I'm on now to try to clean up the messages we're giving out there to the mainstream America. We need to bring more good quality people into this fight. We need 4 to 6% of the American public. We don't have anywhere near that right now, ladies and gentlemen. And we will never get them if we allow these nonsense people to stay with us. So, have a wonderful Noel, Joyeux Noel, and a great Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. And a happy Hanukkah to the Jewish listeners. And I'll talk to you guys in the 2006.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Jack.